You're listening to 90.5 FM WCBE Columbus. Stay tuned for a special focus on Shaft, 40 years after it became the number one album in the United States of America. Stay tuned. And as that wah-wah fades into the distance, I think we have Miss Pat Lewis on the line. Pat, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow, that sounds really good. Brings back so many memories.
Oh, my goodness. We are so excited here on Jazz Sunday to have you on this program. And let me give a little background. My name is Jack Marchbanks. I'm co-host to the gentleman sitting to my left in the studio who actually played Shaft when he was a young DJ. Casey, introduce yourself to Pat Lewis.
Hi, Pat. My name is Casey Jones, and I'm a big Isaac Hayes fan and for over the years all the way up till he played Chef on South Park. So. I go a ways back.
I hear you.
And for our listeners, they say, well, how did Casey Jones and Jack Marchbanks end up talking to one of the founding members of Hot Buttered Soul, the backup vocalist for Isaac Hayes. And I'm not just saying this because you're on the line, Pat. The Hot Buttered Soul vocalists are right up there with the I3s who backed up Barb Marley, Rita Marley, and her friends, and of course the Sweet Inspirations as the most on key, never missing a note, never going flat.
Super whoopers.
Background vocalists right up there with Wonder Love. So thank you for talking to us. Now give us a little, the background is that a friend of mine, Sydney Howard, who I record and do music with, happens
my
to know
my Facebook friend.
Yeah. Sid hooked us up, Casey. So thanks to Sid.
Sid's
up there in Detroit. So wonderful that we're talking to you. Again, listeners, we're talking to Pat Lewis here on Jazz Sunday here. And the reason we're talking to Pat is that this is the 40th anniversary of Shaft doing something that I don't think any other African American penned soundtrack did prior to that. I don't know if there's any after. I think 3-6 Mafia did something with Hustle and Flow, but it was Isaac Hayes and Miss Lewis who was on these tracks who first won not only a Grammy, but an Oscar.
An Oscar, absolutely.
Whoa.
Well, tell us a little bit about how Isaac Hayes ended up meeting you, Miss Lewis, and how he bumped into all these women who could sing out of Detroit.
Well, Don Davis, who was the founder of Solid Hitbound and Big Chick Records. He was also working for Stax, and he owned a recording studio here called United Sound.
Yes.
And my sister, who is Buttered of Hot Buttered Soul, and Rose Williams, we used to, like, skip school and sing on the bleachers, you know. At that time, we were just calling ourselves the group. We were doing backup for George Clinton and, you know, various ones. But Don had us doing a lot of work for Stax, which Johnny Taylor, Mavis Staples, Luther Ingram. And Isaac came, his songs came up in the Batch, that Hot Butter Soul album.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I'm a background vocal arranger. And so we did Walk On By, Hyperbolic Syllabic Sesquidalinistic.
That is really hard to say. That'd be supercalifragilistic. I was trying to say it last night. I was looking at it and trying to say hyperbolic syllabiscic. The key is to pause. Syllabiscic, sesquicueladiscic. Or close.
close. Hyperbolic syllabic sesquidalinistic.
Okay.
needed an album, you know. They needed one more album. They were releasing albums, and they put Hot Buttered Soul out, and it just took off. And I asked Don, can you get that group to go on? You think they'll go on the road with me? And so, definitely. I was singing with Aretha at the time, though.
Mm-hmm.
And I had put in my notice with her. And, of course, I had my records out in the 60s, and I had some gigs that I had to fulfill because Ted White was booking me also. And that was in 1969, and once we got there, we stayed there until 82.
Oh, my.
Mm-hmm.
That's a long run.
Yeah, very long run. And it really helped me to expand, reach my horizon for background arrangements.
Well, you are credited on I think it's called the Ultimate Isaac Hayes Collection. I am so glad that whoever put together those liner notes credited you as doing the background vocal arranging.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in regard to the sound, the Hot Buttered Soul sound kind of offsets the mellow baritone of Barry. Barry. Well, Freudian slip. We're talking about how Barry White basically stole Ike's sound,
Not the group.
No. But your vocals really counterpointed Isaac Hayes quite well. Did he ever comment on the range and how you guys were actually singing octaves in many cases?
Oh, he really gave me a free hand with that. You know, they would lay the tracks, and then he would give me the songs, and I'd do the backgrounds, and then he'll come back and put the strings and horns on. Sometimes he would overdo it, and I'm like, hey, we're singing there.
don't crowd you out, right?
Yeah.
Right. Because, back in the 60s, lot of the backgrounds, you know, you put them on and then they would kind of bury the voices.
But not in the case of Hot Buttered Soul. The way you arranged that, you stood out. And it's so dramatic. And I guess because we were young at that time and, you know, drama, you know, young people have drama in them. And just the sweep of something like Walk On By and the ponderous, majestic way in which it starts. And when you guys hit with that Walk On, it's like, oh, chills.
Well, you know, I thank the Lord for that's one of my many gifts that he blessed me with, you know.
Well, Miss Lewis, we are so happy to be talking to you. And we're going to take a break and let people hear some of your handiwork, and then we're going to get back with you. This is Jazz Sunday on 90.5 FM WCBE Columbus. Casey Jones,
baby,
and Jack Marchbanks are tickled pink to be talking to Pat Lewis of Hot Buttered Soul on the 40th anniversary of Shaft hitting the top
wow.
of the charts.
Long time.
Casey was what, 11?
No, I was 2. I was 2 when that was out.
Oh my God.
Pat, no,
you know,
he wasn't.
Music never dies.
No, he wasn't. And
I was about 2 plus
20. But in all seriousness, the ascendance of Isaac Hayes really symbolized something that I wanted to share with Casey and the rest of the listeners and you, Miss Lewis, is that in the early 70s, rhythm and blues was the dominant force in popular culture, period.
Period.
Right now, rhythm and blues is lucky if it can stay on the air. But it was the dominant force. It shaped movies. It shaped clothing styles. It shaped everything. The eminence that hip-hop has today actually is almost like a deja vu of the eminence that rhythm and blues had in the late 60s and early 70s.
Absolutely.
And with that, we're going to hear Walk On By done in a way that Burt Bacharach never imagined. All right, here we have Miss Lewis and company backing up Mr. Hayes on Walk On By.
Pride, that's all that I have left. Sure. the sadness you gave me. You put the hate on me, you socked it to me, mama, when you said goodbye. So please walk on. See the tears and cry. So do me a favor and walk on by. So I'm begging you to walk on by. Oh yeah, and make believe you never see the tears and cry. So I'm begging you to walk on by. Make believe you never see the tears or cry. Oh, there's no dust in my eye. Oh no. Smoke ain't making me cry. No, no, no. It's the hurt you put on me. I want you to see this man cry.
You're listening to Jazz Sunday, and that was Walk On By, featuring Isaac Hayes out front and the vocalist Hot Buttered Soul. In the background, we have on the line with us from the Detroit area, Miss Pat Lewis, founding member of Hot Buttered Soul. Are you still with us, Pat?
Oh, yeah. You know, it's we actually got the opportunity to work with Burt Bacharach.
Oh.
In London, we did BBC, and you know, along with Isaac, and we actually got to perform that version of "Walk On By."
What did he say?
Oh, he loved it.
I bet.
You know,
he did.
We just collaborated. You know, it was wonderful.
Oh man!
Yeah, it was really nice.
I heard those strings competing with you toward the end. I'm sure you had a few things to say.
Well, you know, he's a musician. You know.
Yeah, musicians, if there's space to put something in an arrangement, most musicians will. May well.
They abhor a vacuum.
All right. Oh, my God, get out of there. But, you know, Isaac was gifted enough to, you know, make everything have its place. That's why he said, you put the voices on first, and then I'll work around you.
Well, he was really a gifted songwriter. Did you get a chance to perform with him when he went out to Los Angeles with all that Oscar and Grammy-related stuff?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We went to quite a few of the Grammys and the, you know, the Oscars. And those things are so boring.
What, you sit around? You sit around all day.
Oh, yeah, they are boring. Yes, we did.
And it's boring because you have to sit and wait while everybody does their takes. What makes it
stultifying? Yes, you know, and then afterwards, the dinner at the after party, and you know, it's just so long.
Too much of one thing.
Yeah, it's so long, and you know, and then your face hurts. By the
from
time
smiling.
You get in from smiling, you know.
Because you got to smile at everybody. Are we giving away awards and stuff? You got to smile. You know
oh, yeah. You know, you just be like, oh, my God. I'm
your face cracks.
But it was fun. You know, I mean, you know, we got a chance to meet a lot of interesting people because a lot of them I had met. I told you I sang with Aretha from 66 to 69.
Wow, that's a
and
golden period.
I had a chance. Yeah, I had a chance to meet and, you know, to be friends. We became very good friends, Sammy Davis and I.
Oh, we love Sammy here.
Mm-hmm.
We're big Sammy fans.
He and Isaac ended up together. You know, as a matter of fact, he was responsible for Isaac's dancers. You know, later on, we got dancers, and, you know, he expanded the band and carried our a whole orchestra.
Did not know that. Thank you for sharing that, Pat. Mm-hmm. Now, name the other members of Hot Buttered Soul for our listeners.
Okay, you have Diane Davis, who is my sister, and Rose Williams. And we all went to school together.
Where did where'd you go there in Detroit?
Central.
Oh, Central, man.
Central High. The big CE.
we were just up in Detroit, or at least I was. I tried to get KC to come up there.
I'm not much of a traveler.
For the jazz festival. And
That was the Labor Day weekend.
Yes, mm-hmm. indeed. And people might say, well, why are they talking to this woman about Isaac Hayes? This is a jazz show. Well, Isaac Hayes, for our listeners' background information, several of your albums were on the jazz charts as well as being top of the R&B charts.
Absolutely.
Didn't Hot Buttered Soul stay on the jazz charts for over a year?
Stayed on there.
I don't remember.
You know, Phoenix was on there by the time I get to Phoenix.
Yes.
You know, and it so happened to fall over into that category.
And this, you know, Isaac's writing style, because he was a self-taught genius, he did things that usual arrangers wouldn't do. He would make these weird left turns in terms of chord changes and arrangements.
Yeah.
That's because he didn't know that he couldn't do them. And so, I mean, he was freer to do that.
Indeed.
Right.
Indeed.
And it worked.
Yeah, it worked.
It definitely worked.
Yeah, it worked.
Oh, yeah. Man. You know, he used to, when he'd have those monologues on those songs.
Yes.
We would, oh my God, because at first we used to just kind of be off stage, and then when we started opening the show for him, and he had all this orchestra, well, then we would sing in the pit. And I would tell the orchestra, I said, you all better bring a book or something or a puzzle. Or something. Once he gets to talking, we don't know how long he's going to talk.
So you could have warmed up your vocal cords and be ready to sing, but by the time he finishes his monologue, you needed a little warm-up again.
Yeah, some nights he was longer than others.
Oh, God bless his soul. He was a great one. I had the great, great privilege of seeing him at Stax's 50th anniversary in the Orpheum down in Memphis. And he obviously was still recovering from his earlier stroke, but he came out and he conducted the orchestra on Shaft and mm-hmm. a couple of other things. That was just a moment for me to be down front, in front of the stage, seeing Isaac do his thing. So I am so blessed and thankful to have seen that. I'm sure you've seen so much. If you had to name a moment that, besides the Oscars, Pat, that you just remember in terms of working with Isaac Hayes and the legacy he left, what would it be?
Oh, I would say his music. And mm-hmm. he just opened some doors for which I would really want for people to go back, these younger musicians.
Yes.
And I would want them to go back and capture the realization of music.
Yeah, that, true music.
Does that sound prejudiced?
No, it doesn't. And, you know, I think the fact that you have somebody like Kanye West and Jay-Z, you know, sampling some raw Otis Redding from Stax, and of course people must realize that Isaac Hayes wrote half the songs that other artists had hits with, including those for Sam and Dave and for
Hayes and Porter.
Hayes and Porter.
What a team.
Oh, they wrote hit after hit after hit.
Yeah, and the emotions.
Yeah. And the Dramatics, the Dramatics came down from Detroit and Don Davis. So mm-hmm. Don Davis was basically the link between Detroit and Memphis.
Absolutely. The Dramatics, Isaac and Dion teamed up and did the Man and Woman album.
Yes.
And we went on the road with that. And so Ron Banks, we were in L.A., and Ron says, God, Dion singers, they sing so hard, they, and then here you all come, chirp, 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 chirp. He says, there's such a difference, but that was a wonderful show, too.
Oh, well.
We ran that show for a year.
Oh, you guys had quite a run, like Casey said, from 1969 to 1982?
Yes.
Hey, that's
yes.
a good run in any profession, in any
and
profession.
And I got a chance to see him. He came here a few months before he passed.
Yes.
And because I was a bit perturbed with him, and I got a chance to, he said, why don't you come up to the hotel? So my sister and I, we went to the hotel and took our kids and grandkids, and we really had a wonderful reunion. And I'm glad I did that. You know, it doesn't make sense to be mad with anybody taking up space in your mind.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, when you can easily, you know, you can forgive them. I said, I guess you did what you felt you had to do.
Yes, and it's good to make peace with people.
I'm really glad I did that. And it's you know, Isaac was a king. Did you know that?
Isaac was a?
King.
King, of course.
Yeah, and they had him in his king, his garb, and his, what is that thing they carry? It's not a staff, it's something else. Well,
scepter?
Anyway, they had him.
Scepter, a scepter.
Yeah, they had him laid out with all of that.
Well, he really did things that no one else had done, and I agree with you. The young people, the hip-hop generation, they should pick up on Isaac Hayes and start using his music and learning from it.
Because he was saying something, you know. There were a lot of love songs and, you know, things that just make you sit up and take pay attention.
Indeed.
And feel the music, and I'm like, what are they doing now?
And, of course, there's message music like Soulsville, one of my favorite songs from Isaac, which was talking about the poverty in the African-American community there in Memphis, Tennessee. Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Ms. Lewis, for gracing us with your presence on the airwaves. Casey?
The pleasure was mine. Will you keep in touch with me?
Oh, you know, once we hook up with people, they become part of the family. Who have we've gotten? George Clinton. He's part of the family. We have Annie Ross. She's now part of the family. We have this new young kid, Joseph Leo Bueri, who does Frankie Valli and the Jersey Boys. So once we touch base with people, you know, beautiful spirits such as yours who have been gifted with so much talent by God,
you'll be sick of us, is what he's saying.
Yeah, okay, you have to like put KC on your do not dial list.
Okay, you know, I still work with George Clinton.
Oh my,
do you?
I did a lot of his studio work. I did his first record, I Want to Testify, with the Parliament.
Oh yeah, I remember that. I remember seeing an interview. I want to say I remember seeing an interview of George Clinton on the Dick Clark Show when it was Parliament. Y'all took me way back. Well, I was about two or three.
That was Hot Buttered Soul on there.
That was Hot Buttered Soul on there.
That was Hot Buttered Soul on all those albums, and we just named ourselves after Isaac's album. We were just, you know, singing.
Hey, and you were doing it.
Y'all weren't just singing. Y'all were singing.
Singing.
See,
okay.
Come on, you know the difference.
Yeah, there is a difference.
Well,
okay, it's been a ball.
It's been a ball talking to you, Miss Lewis. Again,
Thank you, everyone,
Jazz Sunday listeners, we've been speaking with Pat Lewis, founding member of Hot Buttered Soul, the background singers of Isaac Hayes, and Miss Lewis, also a veteran of Aretha Franklin and George Clinton in Parliament Funkadelic. You can't get any better than that. Let's hear some more of Isaac's music on our way out. Take care, Miss Lewis. Be blessed. Have a great week.
Okay, you too. Bye.
Bye.